We back at it again, man. You already know what it is. So you heard podcast. I'm Ben. That's the big brother Joe. What's up, brother?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. In case y'all don't see, we're real comfortable out here. But first, nah, check out this intro. Hey, we good, man. We good. Check out the intro first so they know why.
Welcome to the You Heard Podcast.
I'm hurt, dog.
Ben and Joe break down all things Miami Hurricanes football.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no.
From hot topics to pre and post game analysis.
What he said dominate, and we not doing it.
You heard.
I put my heart in this, dog.
Hey, man, before we get into this podcast, my brother, cheers, man, to a new year.
I'm not drinking no more, though, man.
Oh, you sick, right?
I'm chilling, man. I'm talking about, you know what I mean? I ain't really trying to get it in no more, man, like that. I never drank like that for real anyway, you know what I mean? But
fam, I only drink on the podcast because it feels like I'm only done. I never drink alone and nothing like that. Like, that's never been me. You know what I mean? I only sip while we do it. That babysit that because that sits out there. Sometimes I pour it out and I was like, I ain't even finished this junk. Usually I drink that water.
It don't feel like it's doing nothing for me. You know what I mean? So
yeah, no, it really like when I was in my 20s, it was cool. Yeah. You know, because you was wild and being stupid, balling, doing dumb shit in Miami, buying bottles that you couldn't really afford, getting charged 800%. You know what I mean? But it was always a throw-in thing. Like, hey, man, you got 50, I got 50. You got 50, I got 50.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that shit was wild. Yeah. Hey, man, obviously, we got to start the first podcast of the year, touching on it lightly. But as you see, we're comfortable, man. We ain't stressing on this You Heard podcast. Cormani, man. I mean, that was a very awkward ESPN interview. But,
you know, we good, man. We chilling. I'm in my robe, man. My guy is in his hoodie, man.
He's
comfy over there. I'm comfy. Let me wrap myself up in here, man. You know what I mean? We good, man. Ain't nothing. Listen, man. If we get him, we all good. If we don't, we all good. You know what I mean? We still got a top five class. You know what I mean? And I think he coming. You know, a lot of people are skeptical. I think it's all for show. I think it's all for whatever he has going on the side. But I don't think he going to do DVD dirty like that. I don't think he going to do Coach Cristobal dirty like that. He seems like a real grounded cat. Like, you could tell he's not even really comfortable in the public eye like that.
No.
You know what I mean? So, and, you know, his mom's seems like she handled it. I think it's all good. I think it's all good. But listen, we comfortable.
Man, we good out here. We good. I'm with you on that, man. Like, look, if he was a social media star, right? Like, always looking for the interview, looking for the clout, I'd be able to, he's gone. I mean, like, because look, we talk, like, let's keep it a buck here. Like, that would be a real prime move to make, right? Because that's all that's about. And shout out to Prime, man. I ain't even gonna hate on him because he's pushing that social media. We got a documentary right now on Amazon Prime, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's how prime he is. But like, if he, Cormani don't seem like he got that kind of energy, because it would be like Travis Hunter, right? For example, he's like, yo, follow my YouTube, 500, you know what I'm saying? When we get to 500,000 views, like that's when you know it's like, all right, that's building the brand. Like, people who are upset and were saying like, oh, he didn't make the move, like, oh, it's about keeping your word. I was like, man, you got to think about it now. Like, we're building a brand from right now. Mm-hmm. Like, so when he gets to college, and then he goes to the pros, which he will, that brand's already elevated, and that already has, you know what I mean? Like, that already has future money coming with it, because he's already been a name for so long. People got to think about it, like, you're only going to play football for so long, right? Mm-hmm. Like, your life is a lot longer. So I can't knock him for it, man. I'm not stressing it. Like you said, if he comes, all good, and I'm going to laugh at Josh Newberg and Andrew Ivins and all these people saying that trying to find excuses, they mad because he's not doing it on their timeline. Again, it goes back to what I've been telling y'all, man. Like, a lot of people get mad at the things they say to themselves and get mad that other people don't behave that way. That's not how life is, man.
That's all it is, man.
That's crazy.
And he comfy. Man. You could see he comfy. You saw the seven, the iced out seven.
Yeah.
And the wrist. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He had the wrist up, man. He comfy. He living. You know, he gonna get what he do, you know, what he's earned up to this point. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he good, man. We good. We all good. We good money. You know what I mean?
Good money. We good money.
Yeah, man. Let's shift to, you know.
Oh man, this is a crazy one, fam. Yeah. Listen, as y'all know, man, we talk only Canes on here. But this shook me. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. Like I was watching something else. I was watching something else, and then my wife scrolling through TikTok. She goes, "Something happened at the Bills game." Like what? Like a player pass. I flip it. That's when they had them circled around. Then they showed it real quick. Fam, I've never seen anything like that.
Never. Yeah.
I've been watching football the entirety of my life. I've gone to high school games, college games, pro games. I didn't even know some shit like that was possible.
Yeah.
It was I can't even, like, and that's me. I can't even imagine what it must have been like for you having a son that played and all the games you've watched and how embedded you are with this football thing. Like, what was that like for you, man, to see something like that?
I happened to come in probably a few plays before that happened. You know what I mean? So I saw it as it was happening, and it didn't look crazy. You know, the hit wasn't crazy. Mm-mm. It wasn't nothing that would, to me, you know, justify him passing out like that.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw him drop, I knew it was something real, real devastating. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then when they talked about, you know, they had to give him CPR on the field and all of that.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Because, you know, like you said, we've seen torn ACLs and, you know, broken. I remember. So up to that point, probably one of the worst things I saw was the McGahee joint in the Ohio State game, the championship game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
He bent back the other way.
Disgusting. That was disgusting, man. I remember back, like, probably late 80s, I saw there was an old lineman for the Bengals named Anthony Munoz. And his leg got done dirty, too, like that, you know. So I've seen, you know, we've seen that. That happened to me. Like, I dislocated my ankle and broke my fibula on the same play. Like, somebody came and hit me and my leg was dangling. You know what I mean? So, yeah. You know, we kind of expect that kind of, you know, a little bit, but that thing, man, that thing had me heartbroken, man. It had me shook. It had me heartbroken, man. It really did.
Man, like when you find out more info, because I was tuning in now because I was like, that's so heavy. You know what I mean? That, like, I have the option to opt, you know what I mean, to pull myself out of it, right? Where I'm like, man, like they're still doing CPR on this dude for 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes. 9 minutes. You know what I mean? Who knows how long he went without oxygen. I was like, when I saw the replay of him falling, I was like, I've never seen anything like that. Like, there was maybe one other, especially like off a hit, right? Like, there was another situation, I think like 18 months ago in European soccer, this player, Christian Eriksen, he was running and his heart stopped. Mm-hmm. Right. And he just fell out. He literally died on they call it the pitch. He literally died. They brought him back to life. But like, that was crazy to see. But like for somebody to know that, like, you could get hit in the chest and there's a cardiac rhythm where if you get hit at that specific moment, you know what I mean? Like that millisecond of a moment.
Right.
Your heart stops and it's a wrap. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
And the way he fell, his mom's being there.
Yeah.
And like the fact that, like, you know what I mean? Like, the aftermath was like, oh, the NFL was trying to get the game going. You know what I mean? Trying to, like, it was just like, yo, none of that shit. I didn't give a fuck about any football. Like, I thought they would have canceled the All-Star game, the high school All-Star game the next day. Cause it was like, we just saw that. Like, I didn't care about football this upcoming weekend. Like, none of that shit mattered to me. I was like, you could possibly die on a routine tackle. You know what I'm saying? Like that blue, like I've seen like on that same field earlier this year, Tua got concussed on that field when his fingers was all splayed out looking crazy. But I've seen that. Like I had a reference point for that. You know what I mean? The basketball player was a Len Bias, right?
Len Bias, yeah. He passed. Yeah,
he passed on the court. So like there's a reference for that. But like this is the most physical sport we have. You know what I mean? And to never think that a slight shoulder to the chest, given these are, you know what I'm saying, super athletes at the peak of their physical career, but like that didn't look like a crazy, that just looked like a tackle. Like it didn't look like he lowered his head. I've seen harder tackles growing up back before they cared about concussions and all this shit. Man, that DeMar, man, just he's still like at last report I heard that he's doing better. You know what I mean? Like he's showing better signs
now. He's instead of needing 100%, he's on 50%. And what's ill is like I feel like we grew up watching DeMar Hamlin because he played at Pitt and he used to give us hell every time we played him. You know what I mean?
He was always there. Like, he was always there.
He was one of the players from any team. You know, you pick out certain players that you like in college football, all the teams. He's one of the players that I loved watching. You know, even when he played us, I was like, damn, he's a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, man, it's wild. 24 years old, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's wild, man. You know, I hope, you know, I'm one of the, you know, well, God don't make mistakes, right? You know, that's what we're told. God don't make mistakes, you know what I mean? But sometimes you question things, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So this is one of those times, you know, like, damn, son, you know what I mean?
It's usually when somebody was too young. You're like, yo, man, you sure you wrote this one down right? You know what I mean? Like,
you know what I mean? And that's something we'll... You know, hopefully, maybe we'll get to meet him one day and talk about it. You know what I mean? Ask those questions. You know, but yeah, it's a.
Hey, yeah. All right, man. Look, I gotta ask because we on the topic.
Let me take this.
How wild, man! It was good. I'm good over here. I got the fan. I'm full blast. If not, it look crazy, man. With this, what? I don't even know if I want to bring it up, but like I'm curious your thoughts on it. Because we talk, but we never have the pod before the pod, right? What was your reaction to Skip Bayless, man? Like his tweet, I had to ask, like his tweet and then the back and forth today with Shannon. Yeah, with Unk, man.
Yeah, listen, man, I may be probably in a minority, you know what I mean, but I really don't think he means any malice. You know what I mean? I just think he says some dumb shit sometimes. You know what I mean?
Facts.
There's a time and a place, you know what I mean? When I read it, I was, you know, I probably made the face that I always make when he speaks. You know what I mean? It's period. The same face. You know what I mean? Yeah,
doesn't change. Any subject, like, you know what I mean? Anything. Like, yeah.
I'm like, all right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he meant any malice or he meant to be insensitive at that point, you know.
Right.
He's a talker, he has a show, he feels like he has to say something. Right. You know what I mean? I'm an older cat, but he's an older cat. He's from a whole different era. Yeah. This politically correct thing he don't know nothing about that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Older cats are still working on that. You know, we have to say things a certain way, man. And some people haven't mastered the art of that. That's why I don't think I could be on TV for real, because I don't really have a filter like that, man. You know what I mean? So I'm not trying to either. You know what I mean? So, but I can see why people was tight. Definitely. Today when he was talking to Shannon, Shannon was tired. I could see. I really feel like Shannon needs his own show for real. But man, I could see why people were tight. You know what I mean? I could see it.
Like what he said wasn't what he actually said. Like if it wasn't the worst thing, right? It was saying something for the sake of saying something. But it was like when it was happening, is not the time to say it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like even if you thought it, like, it's unnecessary. Like yo, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Is easily the tweet you could have sent. You know what I mean? We'll talk about it tomorrow. That's it. You don't have to be like, oh, well, what about this one? Like, even now, I don't want to hear, like, I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I agree with you, man. Like, I think Shannon needs his own show.
Facts.
I think this is like adding to the stuff a couple weeks ago when he told him to put his glasses back on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so, when he was talking, when he disrespected him about Tom Brady.
Yeah,
that was fat. Now that that was foul. Like, I was tight about that.
Fam, like, you don't even like. I've never understood arguing with another person in defense of a dude you've never met. You know what I'm saying? Like
going hard.
I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand the getting mad at somebody because they think LeBron's better than MJ or MJ's better than LeBron, and it goes to the, like, I don't get it. Like, I'm not going to try to fight you because you think, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you think, like, I'm not going to fight you for your thoughts. You disrespect me. You tell me to put my glasses back on, you're going to get smacked. You know what I mean? Like, that's factually going to happen.
He said Tom Brady's better than you ever be. And what?
Like, so you don't even know. You
never Tom even Brady ain't to lining up at tight end, man. Tom Brady ain't catching a pass. You know what I mean? Tom Brady ain't blocking nobody.
Nothing, man. Tom Brady get touched and he falls out. Listen, man, but that stuff with the glasses was wild.
Yeah,
the stuff today interrupting them. And, like, you still gotta have respect for, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might know. And you know I'm saying, it goes back to what Hit Dog will holler. He was so quick to jump in and talk about his tweet when Shannon mentioned that he was like, oh, nobody has a problem with it. It was like, bro, like, just let the man speak, man.
And he obviously gave you a day. It was a problem because you had to say what you said. Obviously, exactly. It was a problem. And when he started yesterday without Shannon, he said the bosses made him come up there and say something. You know what I mean? It was obvious.
Like, what are we talking? Like, he's been doing this TV thing for 30 years or however long, with like Cold Pizza and First and 10 and that whole thing. He's then, innovative in that way.
Him and
Stephen A. And then they never let Jalen Rose back on after he roasted him. You know what I'm saying? Weren't you scoring 1.7 points? But for him to take that time to make it about himself, that's too much of his quote unquote art, right? Like, that's wanting to always having to say something. And that was unnecessary, man. There's a dude fighting for his life in front of his mom, man. Damar Hamlin is fighting for his life on the field. And you're like, oh, but what about the games? It's just, it was ridiculous, man. Like, I'm like, you don't always have to say something. But if that's what you get, it's like, you get paid for tweet, I guess. But it was dumb, man. It was dumb.
Yeah. So prayers up to Damar Hamlin and his family, man.
Yeah, man.
We're going to keep praying, man. We're going to keep praying. Keep praying for that man and his fam, man.
Yeah, all that dumb rivalry shit, all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, you made it to the one. You are one of one to make it to that league, man, be starting at a great team. And just praise up for you, Damar, man. You know what I'm saying? You're in our thoughts, man. Always. All right, man. I don't even know, like, how to transition because I'm such a heavy topic, but we're gonna try, man.
Let's get it, man. Yeah.
Let's get it. Hey, man, look. I wanted to ask you this because, you know what I'm saying, we got Kings in All-Star games, you know what I'm saying, top four class, everybody telling us we dead, we're irrelevant, you know what I'm saying, we'll never come back. Why are y'all even talking? You lost this one recruit, but he didn't go to your school. But he didn't – he's actually not gone because he's still – you know what I'm saying, he's still all oranged up, whatever.
Yep.
When was the last time – because you follow this and – like, when was the last time we had these many all-stars coming in? Like, yo, fam, like, the pancake honcho highlights are crazy of practices. The Ruben Bain balling out. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Robert Stafford. Like, it's nice to see, man. It's nice to see again.
Yeah, I really don't remember. But what I do remember a lot is when cats were making commitments at these games before, because you know there wasn't no early signing period, and they would never pick Miami.
never
pick Miami, man. I'll be sitting there like, all right, baby, let's go, baby. And You know what I mean? I can't remember the last recruit that picked us at a game. I felt like it was kind of recent, though.
Cyrus Moss.
Was it? He was at the game. He was at a UA game.
No, he was at the Army, not the UA game, the U.S. Army All-American game, okay. And he did it from his hotel room because him and his roommate got COVID.
Okay,
so his roommate recovered, but he did it from the hotel.
Right, yeah. But that wasn't the same. You know what I mean? I know.
It's anticlimactic. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, it's good to see, man, that they getting that work. That's the most important thing to me. You know, you playing against other All-Americans, because we all know, unless you go to an IMG or a Central or something like that, like Pancake, he not playing against nobody, for real. Let's keep it a buck.
No,
you know what I mean?
He not.
You know what I mean? Emery Williams, he's not in the All-Star game, but, you know, cats like Reuben Bain and Francis, they playing against each other every day. You know, they practice with each other. Jaden Wayne, you know. So it's good to see, though. It's really good to see, man.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. I don't know. Like, I sent you the clip today of Samson, right? He was like that last highlight. It's crazy to see, like, the difference of All-American, though. Like, I think that's the thing that, like, stood out to me. Like, Jordan – like Jordan Hall, right? That's not, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know where he's committed. Not Miami, so whatever. I try to look it up to see where he was committed. I saw like his top five, but I couldn't see anything, so I don't know if he did commit somewhere. Yeah. I know it wasn't us, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, but like seeing the levels, like these are all 4 and 5 stars, right? Like these are the nation's best. And it was like the levels above some other players are at that same ranking.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's so wild to me, because you're thinking like, these are all 17, 18-year-old kids. But, like, that shows you, like, not all 4 and 5 stars are rated the same.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Because, like, there was some, like, Sharif Denson, the old lineman for Florida, was getting bulldozed. Like, he's not even, like, he wasn't even ready for the snap. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. Like, I was like, man, like, that shows you that, like, it's not just, it's about picking the right caliber of player. And knowing that that's going to be the dominant alpha dog in those practices, right? It's like you get 5 or 6, 7 or 8, 9 or 10 of those constantly. That changes a lot of things. Like if you get the bulldozed kid, you know what I mean, over the bulldozer, it's different levels, man. Mm-hmm. I think that's what stood out to me from the practices, the games, whatever. Because they try not to get hurt. So
But I think I think that can be a double-edged sword, because I think sometimes you may get a kid that peaks at the high school level, or, you know, that become a grown man when they're 17 and there's no upward movement, there's no growth.
Right.
Like I'm watching, who was I watching at the UA? Peter Woods at tackle.
Yeah.
Domination, like he's him and is it Anthony Hill? Like it's ridiculous. Like they were kid, like especially Woods. He going to Clemson. Like damn, you know what I mean, another D lineman for them cats. But he was murdering. Like he was in the backfield all the time. You know what I mean? But yeah, watching the Samson and the Francis, that question I posed a couple weeks back about – it wasn't really a question, but I was saying I think Francis will start inside at guard.
Yeah, thought experiment, yeah.
Man, watching him at tackle, he looked nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He looked nice. He looked quicker than I thought he was. You know what I mean? He just looked lighter on his feet. You know what I mean?
He surprised – like, he – the thing about him is like – he doesn't look as big as he is, right? Like you see Samson, and I was like, yo, that's a big motherfucker, right? Like, and then like you see, for some reason you see Francis, and it doesn't register the same for whatever reason. Like Samson, Francis, my goal is 6'6", 320, right? He's heavier than, like, I think about the same height, a little bit shorter, and heavier than Samson.
Well, no, they said Samson gained weight. They said Samson is like around 330 now or something. Like he got bigger. Easy. He gained weight.
That's crazy.
That's so, bananas. Like, I don't think they're gonna stay that. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah,
they're gonna, I mean, like, you got to think about it. Yeah, right now, Samson's, who knows what his weight training is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know he invests in it and, like, learns and stuff like that, but, you know what I'm saying, that body will be different when he gets here. The body will be different 4 years from now, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But we don't, for some reason, like, when I see Francis, like, Francis to me just doesn't register the same as Samson. And I don't mm-hmm. know why that is. Like, I think of, like, if you were to tell me to describe Francis to you, not actually knowing his metrics, it's like, oh, he's probably, like, 6'3". You know what I mean? Like 295. You know what I mean? Because, like, he doesn't look that big. We go back to the video that I played. Fam, like, there's no baby fat on. Like, there's not a whole lot of jiggle in there.
And that's that, you know, IMG. That's IMG, yeah. right? So IMG yeah. is a football preparatory school.
Yeah. The so, facts.
Yeah, it's a program there. So they're preparing yeah. you for the next level. You know what I mean?
So then, like, and the question becomes, right, like, this is just, like, thinking 2 years ahead before they take it a snap at Green Tree, because this is the wild shit fans do. That was like, then who do you put at left tackle, right? Because that's, like, that's where the money is to, that's where the bag is to get drafted at. Like, right tackle doesn't get looked at the same as left tackle for whatever. So I was like, if you got two tackles, is this, you know what I'm saying? Like, is this going to be a thing where, like, who do you start? Like, does one become a guard? Like, they're both too big to be guards. Then I was like, if you put him at ends, who do you put at right? You know what I'm saying? What's
Cole? I still got Samson at left tackle. I think he is the left tackle, in my opinion.
Okay.
He is the left tackle. You know what I mean? But I was saying that Francis will start off at guard because I believe Cohen will play right tackle. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think Francis will just start out at guard. But I think he can definitely take over at right tackle because I think Cohen will be here for a year. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's a first rounder right there. He's not staying. That guy's gone.
Yeah. He's gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. But it was just
craziness.
It was crazy to see all these. I was like, I was like, when the hell was the last time we had these many all-stars? Like, by recruiting rankings and all stuff. I was like, this is crazy to see these many guys. Because like back to what you said, man, they never picked a hat.
Nah,
you know what I mean? It was always throwing the hat off, like, nah, we're not doing that. Like, I get it, like, do your thing, but man, that doesn't happen anymore. So, like, I remember the Cyrus Moss last year, I was like, I don't even know who you are. How'd you pick us? Like, how did Mario know who you are?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. And he coming, hopefully, he put some weight on, you know, so he got them long arms, but yeah, man, it was crazy to see. So, that was an all-star. Robert Stafford, Francis Mangoa, Jaden Wayne, Samson Okunlola,
Ray Ruben Bain.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm looking forward to seeing some of these kids, man.
Mark Fletcher's killing, know what I mean?
At the U.S. All-American. Yeah, at the U.S. All-American game.
Yep.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the other thing. Like, these players that are going to school together got that time from right now to bond. Because Fletcher is an early enrollee, you know what I'm saying? American Heritage doesn't do that, so he's coming in the summer, which kind of rolls in perfectly to this next segment, man. I think I might want to take back my Mark Fletcher starting now, knowing that
he's not enrolling. Yeah.
Yeah, if he's not enrolling early, because that's coming in, what, July, May? Whenever, June? You know what I'm saying?
They should be able to come in June. Yeah, they should be able to come in as soon as they've done in May.
I don't think that's enough time, man. Like, he'll be, you know what I'm saying? You got to give him some of the set, like, maybe half the season. So maybe by, like, game six, he'll be getting reps in, but, you know what I mean, like, work him in
there.
I'm
sure he'll be on campus a lot, you know what I mean? Yeah, sure he'll be sitting in meetings and stuff. Well, I don't know if he can do that. I don't know if they can do that after not roll, but.
I think they probably can. I think if y'all watching this, you know what I'm saying, let us know in the comments, you know what I'm saying, like, is that something you can do? Because from my understanding, like, if they sign their financial aid, they basically, you know what I'm saying, the financial aid package, even with a scholarship and all that whole nine, like, I think they could be, like, it even work out with the team and do all that, so.
Yeah, that's facts. Yeah. Ruben Bain, of course.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, all right. So, if we going, all right, quarterback, let's just start. QB, is that even a question?
No, it's not a question. We can just move on from there.
Not a question. And this is assuming, because right now,
assuming no transfer portal,
we still have the same offensive coordinator. You know what I mean? So,
oh my God, this is taking so long.
This is assuming. So, O-line, we've already talked about a couple times. Mm-hmm. So, we could, you know, run through that real quick. So, assuming, let's assume everyone's healthy.
Right.
And, you know, so I'm going to start out at left tackle with Zion. Who you got at left tackle?
I'm gonna go Zion.
Okay.
I know I said
oh, go ahead, my bad.
No, I know I've said other names in the past, but you know what I mean? Like I think I'll put it with Zion at left. Just if he's healthy, you know what I mean, a year under his belt. Hopefully he's a little bit stronger. Those injuries are behind him. I put him up there. Left guard, Jalen Rivers.
Left guard, I got Francis.
Ooh, you got him over.
I got
him over Jalen Rivers with
right now.
Okay,
I got him because I may.
Okay.
Yeah, I got Francis right now.
Damn, that's crazy, man. For him to beat Jalen Rivers is going in what to like his fifth year.
Yeah,
right. He's like, because he was like that COVID. He's part of that COVID.
Well, He came in 2020. Because he came in with my son.
Okay.
So, what's this? Third 20. Year.
Okay. All right. Now, it'd be fourth, wouldn't it? Because 2020, 2021, 22.
2020 didn't count. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But it's like it's fourth year, but it's third year.
Yeah.
Because 2020 didn't count. That's so crazy. All right. What you got at right guard? Oh, no. Center. Yeah, center. You skipped one.
Center, right? Mm-hmm. So.
You're going to say that name again, aren't you?
Nah, man. I think, you know what? I think Javion Cohen
at center.
Yep.
What? Oh, okay. You don't
because for me. All right. All right. We'll talk about it at the end.
No. Let's talk about this right now because you completely flipped it on me now. We talking about that right
like,
now.
Bro. I feel like. We got to do best five, right? I feel like if we're starting with best five.
Okay, I see what you're doing.
You know what I mean? So, Javion Cohen at center. Who you got at center?
I was going to go experience-wise, Ja'Kai Clark.
Okay. He's there. If he there. So, right guard.
So, for you guys that are listening or watching, you know what I mean? We're talking about going into the spring. We're not talking...
Yep.
Yeah, we're not talking about what happens during spring and going into the fall practice. This is just what we're thinking the depth chart will be going into the spring. Mm-hmm. We know it's, 6 weeks or 7 weeks away, but it's never too early to start talking about this, man. It's never too early. What is happening over there?
I don't know. Some shit just popped up on. See, that's why I don't like these phones, man. Stuff just popping up. I ain't even say nothing.
Technology be crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So right that guard. Was center. All right. Oh, hold up, man. Okay. So best five is your explanation for Javion Cohen at center.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Right guard. What you got?
Inez Cooper.
Yeah, Inez Cooper all day.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much locked in, right? Like, I think for us, like if we're doing the depth chart, we're writing that one in pen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's in my best five. Like. Where that is for them, because we don't know what his body's going to look like. Because remember, he had to lose weight coming in that he lost on his own and you know what I'm saying, get his body right. And he was getting better as the season progressed. So what he's going to look like, what his strength and conditioning is, he's in my best five. I thought that was a hell of a pickup out of nowhere that like almost nobody knew about because they thought he was just too big, which I think is crazy as a lineman.
And he's nasty.
Yeah, which is crazy as a lineman because they could always lose the weight. You know what I mean? Like. It doesn't make any sense.
Sure.
All right. Right tackle.
Jalen Rivers.
Oh, you got Jalen Rivers out there? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, going to I question our O-line so much. I think that's where I got Francis.
Okay. Yeah. And what happened to me? Unless you got somebody else like Matthew McCoy or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I don't.
He's a beast though. He gonna get work. I think he's gonna get work because he's definitely.
You know what's and I wanted to tell you about it. Like, you know what's crazy is like we forget Mario had a class before this one because this one caught us so off guard that like he made some like really good pickups last year that like I, you know what I mean? Like I barely remember them. You get what I'm saying? Like, no disrespect to them, but it was like the year, the season was so bad that it, you know what I'm saying, hindered anything he did before that. And then like he kind of like rebooted it with this recruiting class where it's like your thoughts are so hard to like get it all. Matthew McCoy is a beast.
Yeah, that boy's 6'6", about 300, 290, 300, 305.
Yeah, that's a big dude, man, just out there. So it might be some of these freshmen coming in might have to sit a little bit if Matthew McCoy got that year under his belt and that experience, and maybe Francis rotates in with him, and who knows, man? Like, that'd be
All right. I think I it does look much better talking about it right now.
Looks.
You know what I mean?
Looks. Yeah,
yeah, looks. Right, right. Yeah. Looks. They're younger, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they're teachable. You know what I mean? They're younger and they're teachable now. You know what I mean? They're coming in learning what Coach Mario and Coach Maribel's teaching them out the gate. They don't have to unlearn something. They just learning that, you know what I mean? So
now they're more fluent in the language of fluent in the language and the expectations of what the coaching staff wants. Because that's the part that like everybody was so focused on watch other shows, like, oh man, this guy's leaving. Not thinking about the fact like the guys that are staying now are more invested and embedded in the program than ever before, right? Like before it was just like, ah, we just here, we're gonna figure it out, you know what I mean? One play at a time, whatever. Now it's like, now Mario lit a fire under him. He was like, hey man, if you don't want to be here, there's a door. There's no reason why you got to stay here. So,
facts. Did my camera just get blurry on you?
It did. I see blurry, it. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, there you go. Focus back.
All right, tight end.
Elijah Arroyo.
Yeah.
And
locked
in. It's not even a question. Now I will, this is all a caveat because we haven't hid the fact that we would like a new offensive coordinator here on this podcast. I mean, somebody who to us, it's not what he's teaching is how he's teaching it. That's the disconnect that me and you have come to agree upon, right? Like he might have a good scheme, but the way he goes about it just falls on deaf ears, but it could go back to what we literally just said a minute ago, where now the players can understand what he's saying a little bit better. And so, you know, but we also don't hide the fact that we think we need a new OC with a similar program that he likes to install. That's Mario's thing. So which would be a two tight end set. Now my second tight end might surprise you. Son, Khalil Brantley. As the blocking tight end, like Elijah Arroyo, nasty blocker, but can't catch. Khalil Brantley, that H-back, you know, saying second tight end role that Mario likes, because Mario likes that extra guy in there, right? Now, he doesn't really do like an I formation that much, but he likes that second tight end. Yes, Jaleel Skinner is more talented. Yes, Riley Williams is more talented, but I think Khalil Brantley is a nasty mother. You know what I mean? Like, I wish he would have grown into a lineman, but he's too short.
So if we're doing that. I would have Elijah Arroyo as the H-back / in line because he's nasty blocking too. You know what I mean? Facts. And he's gotten bigger and he can run routes and he can catch. And then I'm going to have Jaleel Skinner as the split tight end or pass catching tight end if we're doing that. Facts. You know what I mean?
Because he's also going to be bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah. Definitely Khalil Brantley showed up. Definitely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
like, it's not even a question. Like, to me, if he's not in, he's number three, right?
He's
like,
definitely getting snaps. He's definitely earned snaps. Yes.
Yeah, he's definitely earned snaps next year, like, without a doubt. So that's in my three. I'm with you on what you're saying. Yeah. But I think Khalil Brantley's name needs to be put out there more as a guy that deserves more respect than he's been getting, because I loved his blocking. One of the few bright spots last year, as, you know what I mean, like, as a underplayed player. You know what I mean? Like, I think he earned more snaps this year, and hopefully he gets them. But all right. that's all hoping that the kids behind them, Riley Williams, you know what I'm saying, doesn't beat him out. But he kind of hoped that he puts on a little weight. But, you know what I mean? We'll go. Yeah.
All right. We're starting that running back. One running back.
Right? Are you going running back? Yeah, we'll go. I go Tramonte Citizen, Matt Hurt. I think we're going Henry Parrish again as number one. Again, spring. We're talking spring. Henry Parrish, number two. I don't want to be a dick about this. Number two, Tramonte Citizen, and three, Don Chaney. And then at some point, knock on wood, I hope I'm wrong. And I hope every time I say shit like this, I hope I'm wrong, and I hope they make me look stupid. This is how I, you know what I mean? It's not the thing. I think Don Chaney's just going to get hurt again. Like, it's death, taxes, and Don Chaney gets hurt. And I hate that because he's one of my, he's the most could have been player for me. You know what I mean? Had the size, had the want to hit people, had the speed, just never, his body never cooperated with what he wanted to do. And that's fucking terrible.
It's not over. He got this. He's obviously back for a reason because he could have left too. You know what I mean? So he's obviously back for a reason.
I hope I'm wrong. Yeah. Saying that completely.
So I'm gonna go. So we're assuming healthy, right? Well, we can't. We know Don Chaney and Citizen are coming off injury. But Don Chaney's more healthy than Citizen.
Yes.
So I'm gonna say Don Chaney starts.
Ooh. Okay. I'm with you. Okay.
I'm gonna say Don. But if I don't know. If Chris Johnson is an early enrollee, I think he's in that mix. Hard body.
Yes.
You know what I mean,
yeah.
But Don Chaney, let's go Don. Okay. So receivers, are we doing three? Out, two outside, yeah, we'll and a slot?
Right. Yeah, we'll do three.
So one outside. Jacoby George, one outside.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. It's not even a question.
Hopefully he gets – I want to see him get a little bigger. You know what I mean? To, you know, absorb some punishment and not fall so easily and be able to get off gym. But Jacoby George at one outside for me.
I'll say this about Jacoby George. Jacoby George either needs to get a little bit bigger or wear a little bit smaller pads because the you know what I mean, the dimensions don't. Am I wrong, fam? Like the dimensions don't quite fit. I was like, you wearing the same pads X's? Because it doesn't seem the same, fam. Like, there's something off here. Well, your shoulder pads are looking like an offensive lineman's pads. And I'm
like, mad big, yeah.
Fam, like, his shirt is a little bit too big. Like, he's in that weird in-between where, like, that XL ain't the same as a large, you know what I'm saying, as a large. Yeah. Like, there's something that doesn't cooperate there.
I think he's just mad small, man. I think he's so mad small, son.
Something like Travis Benjamin was small. His pads ain't look like that.
He was.
You know what I'm saying? I remember, like,
Harley was probably the small. Harley was small.
Yeah, but still, like, his shoulder, sometimes. But it was only when, like, that shoulder, that little shoulder flap came out. Yeah. I mean, the pad came out. That's the only time we notice it. But all right, so Jacoby George. So we'll go outside, slot side. Outside. Yeah.
On the other side,
so I got.
What we got?
Frank Ladson.
Yeah, I got Frank Ladson on the other side. Hopefully, now I really want to see him just destroy shit this year, man. You know what I mean? So hopefully, Frank Ladson on the other side.
I need him to be a dependable ass blanket. Like, I need him to give me like 60 to 65. You know what I'm saying? Like, depending on how they scheme it, right? Again, like, there's a lot of what ifs. Like, we don't know who, what if this coordinator, what if that coordinator. But I need like 45 to 50 catches from him. Maybe not a lot of yards, but like, he's always there to get you that like third and seven. You know what I mean? Like that guy. I need him to be that. Like, I don't know if he has the speed to be that deep threat. So I need him. I need to give him like 45 and like 450-475 yards. You know what I mean? Like something around that, like 10 yards per catch, always getting that first down when you need him. Because there's so many times last year we never had that. Like it was a third and six, and might as well just get ready to punt. Like just forget about it.
And we're saying those two, but this is what I probably want to see, but I honestly think it's going to be Kobe Young and Ladson.
Yes.
Because Kobe Young is more what the staff wants, I think.
Yes.
And, you know, in the room, you know, starting on the outside. So I really think it's going to be Kobe Young and Ladson, but I just would like to see Jacoby George.
And this is also us talking without any possible transfers coming in, right? There's still the Dante Thornton kid.
Somebody
because that changes name, this whole.
Man. Don't say his name, son.
Hey man, this ain't Candyman, yo. Like if don't I say, you know his name, like,
he's going on a visit. He's going this
weekend, man. Auburn, where's he going? I think Auburn. I know. Yeah. I could be wrong on that, but that's what I heard. So hopefully that gets canceled. You know what I mean? Like, and I think after this, he'll make his decision.
We're not doing hypotheticals though.
We ain't doing hypotheticals.
If you can, right, you know, so in the slot, just, we probably got the X. same person, right?
Yeah. X. Right. Yeah. X.
I want to see Ray Ray though. I want to see a lot of Ray Ray. I want to see a lot of Bobby. I mean, Robbie. Yeah. Which one is the Washington kid?
Yeah, the receiver, but Washington. Facts. I can't tell you right now who that is.
I think it's Robbie. I think Robbie's the receiver. Bobby is the linebacker.
Yeah. All right. So we got. So put X there and. Robbie? Is it Robbie Washington as a receiver?
Robbie and Ray.
And then, I wouldn't mind seeing Ray Ray sometimes on the outside because fam got speed.
I mean, he's going to be all over.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Completely forgot about Breshad Smith. Like, we just even, like.
That's my guy, man. Damn.
See what I'm saying, fam? Like, you I gotta don't understand. Bump a strip,
son.
I know. I put him at tailback for screens, man. I put him like as that guy.
We got a lot of toys. You know what I mean? Pause. You know what I mean? But we got a lot of toys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can move moving pieces. Mm-hmm. You can put them. Yeah. If it's done right, that's why.
I know. All right. We're not mentioning he should not be named. We're not talking about that.
Yeah.
On this one. This is just our depth chart. For all spring.
Right, so the other side of the ball. All right.
Two D ends. Nigel Lee Kelly. There's that part where, like, I want to have respect for the guys that have been there and say Jafari Harvey, but
he's gone, ain't he? Jafari going to the league,
ain't he? Ain't no league there, bro. I think he's gone. Because. Oh, thank God. Okay.
Jafari going to the league, dog.
Thank God. Akeem Mesudor.
Jafari's going to the league, man.
You think so? Outside linebacker?
First of all, he's going to test linebacker. Amazingly.
Yeah, he's a freak.
He's
going to
test amazingly. He going to the league.
Akeem Mesudor, other side.
Right. Yeah. Same here.
Yeah.
Same here. These tackles, man. That's what I'm worried about right now. So,
son, I am. I have a little cheat sheet. Shout out to Inside the U, where I'm looking at it, fam. Two of our Daryl Jackson and Jordan Miller gone. So it would have to be Leonard Taylor and J.A.H. Jared Harrison Hunt.
All right, so
I'm literally looking at it. I looked at it. I was like, because I had to like, who's left? Because everybody left. Like two of our D tackles left. I was like, oh, okay. So we just move him, and then put the kid coming from North Carolina behind them. But we're so thin. I know Thomas Gore is a
little bit. I'ma go Lawrence Taylor. Leonard Taylor. He ain't Lawrence Taylor.
LT. Leonard Taylor. LT56 though. Yeah.
And Ahmad Moten. I think Ahmad Moten is that bigger plugger. You know what I mean? I think he'll be that plugger.
How big is Ahmad Moten? I remember the video, watching like the video of his commitment where he's standing at that podium and he looks like he's two sizes bigger than the podium. You know what I mean? So like, how big that dude is massive.
So it looks like about 6'3", 3 and change.
Okay. Okay.
So he's not Joshua Horton, you know what right. I mean? But
that kid looks special, man.
Yeah, yeah. So latest I see him at 325 right now. So okay. I think 325, 330, something like that, 320.
Yeah. Because you need two. Yeah, you need two different kinds of D tackles, right? You need that.
Yeah, you got your three tech. You got your three tech. You got your, you know what I mean? Then you got your nose, your one tech, you know.
Yeah. That's why I think, man, it'd be nice to see. It would be nice to see Reuben Bain on the inside sometimes, man.
Yeah.
To like split, to give.
Damn, Reuben Bain is. All right, my bad. Hold on.
See what I'm saying?
I don't know how I forgot about Reuben Bain. Shit.
I put Reuben Bain behind LT, man. I put him. I would move Reuben Bain around.
Yeah, I think I got to start him at. Right. So on third down, I'll move him inside.
Yep.
I think he got to start out at at edge. Yeah. He's too technician. His first step, I was watching the practices and son.
I know.
His first step is ridiculous, man.
I was watching it, right? Like watching the highlights, and I would go back. Like I almost do like a palate cleanser. Like I watch other players and see how they do it. Mm-hmm. And I keep looking. I was like, how is dude not a 5-star?
Yeah.
Like off height, you know what I'm saying? It was like his hands, his strength, he like impacts you with his hands before you even can think, because his reach is so long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he moves his hands up so quick, like it's crazy. Like put him in.
He's a technician.
And rotate him in. And he's not what I look, man. His line, it's a business trip about this all-star game.
Oh, yeah.
He's not one of those guys that peaked in high school. But he's got too many family members in that building to not keep him accountable to be like, hey man, you better tighten up. Yeah. If he ever thinks of like, oh, but look what I did at Central, like, nah, man, this is different here.
Yeah, it's all business, man. And he's driven. He wants sack records, man. He wants to win. He's come from he won what, 4 state championships in a row, correct?
Yeah, he never lost. Yeah, 3. Yeah. Freshman.
He never lost.
No, 4.
Come on, son. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that feeling. You don't want that losing feeling at all.
No. And that's gonna carry over. He's gonna be one of those guys. Just going off like what I see, and like he's gonna be one of those guys that, like, is gonna show up early. You seen the Dream Team documentary?
Yes,
where they talk about Kobe, where he's
the
like,
oh, he's gonna be the Kobe coming in.
Yeah, he's gonna be the Kobe. He's gonna be there in the gym early. He was like, yo, what Ruben doing?
Yeah,
they, you know what I'm saying, that Tuesday, 2 people with him, that Wednesday, 3 more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he's gonna be, he ain't gonna do all that talking. I think he's just gonna be like, yo, man, I'm in the gym. Like, I don't give a fuck about none of that other shit.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
Ruben, I mean, you already know.
So, are we doing three? So, we got a 4-2-5, right? So,
yeah.
Two linebackers and a striker, basically, outside linebacker. Yeah, striker.
Basically.
So, at middle?
I put West down. Wesley's a weak side. You want to put Chase Smith at middle, don't you?
Man, I need Chase.
I Hey, I'm with you.
I love Chase Smith, man, but I think I got Maui Goa's brother, Maui Goa's brother.
Francisco, middle, yeah.
Yeah, I think I got Francisco at middle.
Can I ask you something? Yeah. And we don't plan these questions, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to seem cold-hearted about this, but do you put Corey 2 or do you put Chase Smith 2? Because to me, I'm gonna answer it first. So you know what I'm saying, take some of the heat up. To me, it's Francisco, Chase, and then Corey. No disrespect. You know what I mean? I just think his work ethic is unquestioned. I mean, like, for him to do what he's done at his size in that position, no knocking him. But for what we want it to look like, speaking as when we, like, as in the Mario, it's Francisco and Chase, right? So,
I just think I like linebackers. I think we all do probably like linebackers who can run, right? So, I think Wesley and Chase can be outside, man. And I think you can have Francisco, Flag, and Popo at middle.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Not that Popo can't run, because Popo will run, but he gonna. But then you got, yo, you Pulliam, son.
I know.
Yo, he's
son. Malik Bright. Like we
Bobby.
Just
shit, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Malik. I think Malik gonna wind up playing edge. I think Malik's gonna too move big. Down. Yeah, I think Malik gonna move down. But Bobby and Marcellus Matt Pulliam.
Yeah.
Fam, them.
I know. It's nice in this moment to just talk about depth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we don't like whoever performs in spring. But it's just nice to have options, man.
Yeah.
It's nice to like give them a lot of these kids we're talking about are freshmen, these young men. Yeah. So it's you never know how they're gonna develop and how they're gonna adjust to the college game. Yada yada yada, but it's just nice to have options of like, okay, I'm saying Popo got a little ding. All right, let's throw Pulliam in there. All right, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, you know what I'm saying, like Wesley got a little hurt. Now we got Chick. Like just to have options where like the drop off isn't so drastic that like if you mess up on a play, you just keep playing because the guy behind you is that much, you know what I'm saying, worse.
Yeah.
So that's just nice to have.
And you can really say them cats, you can really say, you know, there's a thing, you know, if you're going to mess up hard, like play fast, you know what I mean? If you're going to fuck up, be fast to it, you know what I mean? Hit somebody, whatever. These cats are that, you know what I mean? If I don't know what I'm doing, I'm going to the ball and I'm going to the ball fast. You know what I mean? I'm looking forward to seeing them run down on kickoff, son. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
That speed, yeah. You know what I'm looking forward to? Like, because if you're going to fuck up fast. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to them being on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage. You know what I mean? And the running back like might make a cut, and he might not. That linebacker might not make the tackle, but he falls into the wave. You know what I mean? Of that line, where like he just blew it up. Like he might not make the tackle. Right, the running back might just move enough, but the backfield still gets stopped. Like I want to see that. Like I want to see blown up plays looking like that line of scrimmage wasn't even there when Popo bust through or a Wesley bust through or Chase Smith. Like that's what I want to see. I want to see disruption. Like
because we haven't had that in our linebackers. Like even when we had the three, even when we had McLeod, Shaq, and Pickney.
Pinkney,
it was, you know, it wasn't. I like
they were the three, solid,
but it wasn't like that. The last cat I remember like that was Sean Spence, man. Sean Spence was all over the field, sideline to sideline, in the backfield, just making instinctual plays.
Yeah,
and we've been missing that. So, striker,
who you got? I want to see what you come. You got James on it?
Yeah, I got James down there, man. That's basically what he did. He was a whole player. A whole safety. He was.
They slowly started moving him up. He's
in the hole. He was in the hooked curl. He was a whole. I think James.
I'm good with James. I think that's what James should be. I think that's his. You know what I mean? I see. Remember the Cam Chancellor?
Cam Chancellor, yep. Cam Chancellor, Isaiah Simmons, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's in that line. Like, he's in that line for me. You know what I mean? Like, look, like he's too big to be a safety, but like he just has it. Like, missed tackles aside, right? Like, we know what, like, he's in the places.
That's like, all he has to do is clean up the tackling. That's it.
He's good. He cleans that up to me. First two round pick, like he's good money. However falls, but he's always there. He cleans up that tackling. He starts wrapping up. Oh, it's so much better plays. Like we win. Like he does that. We win more games because they'll like how I told you. Ruben is Colby in that. Like James make those hits. He's an unquestioned leader too. Him and Cam Kitchens. But like James make those plays. That's program changing. That's game changing for me. Because then he does that, everybody's like, "Oh, let's okay." One of our leaders is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm with you on James. I hadn't even thought of them actually moving James up, but that'd be nice.
Corners. All right, so we got two safeties. Oh, corners. You're going to corners.
Let's go corners.
Okay.
I would put against going into spring game. My ones would be the Devontae. And Devontae Brown, you know what I'm saying, the brother. And I kind of just for me, right? I kind of want to see his brother on the other side too.
Devontae taking spots.
Yeah, I mean, but he can't though, because I'm saying Damari's a heritage, so he's not coming in.
He ain't coming in early. Yeah, he ain't coming.
Yeah, I know. So, all right. So I put Daryl Porter.
Daryl Porter, huh?
No, yeah, I got that report over there. What you got?
I got that. So it sound good about that. So.
They sound the same, though, did it? I was like, Damari. All right, that report. All right.
Man. I don't know, kid.
That's what I'm saying.
Definitely Devontae.
Without question.
At one side.
Yep. I'm looking. So let me throw you something.
On the other side.
Let me throw you some thoughts here. This is the list. Got Daryl Porter, Chris Graves.
That's Malik who I Curtis, got. That's who Malik I got. Curtis. On the other side, yeah. Chris Graves.
Okay. All right. I'm with you. Okay.
I got Chris Graves on the other side.
Okay. All right.
Unless other people come.
but not
even, because they won't be here until the summer. Because you got Robert Stafford, you got somebody else, and then you got Damari.
All
of them won't be here until summer.
We got that the fast corner that everybody was having up, Malik Curtis.
Malik Curtis, yeah. Malik, I mean, Curtis, I hope, but I hope. I think just hope.
Yeah, but we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
All right, safeties. Cam
and Markeith Williams, son.
Yeah.
Jackhammer, son.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, my guy.
That's why I gave it to you, because there was no point in me saying it, because I'm with you 100%.
That's my guy. Yeah. Cam and Mark.
Yeah.
Man, listen.
100%. That's it.
Man, listen.
That's all 22.
Whatever you want to do. Again, wait, who returned the kicks?
Joseph. What are we talking about?
Ray Ray.
I'm just not even a question. Like, what are we talking about? It's not even Ray Ray or Washington. What are we doing?
What about Rashard?
I mean, that might be the only burn he gets. But yeah, okay. Can't put Jacoby back there.
No.
Ray, Rashard,
Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
Possibly.
But he don't he still have, no, he's done with his track season, right?
Yeah, I think he enrolling early.
Yeah, he enrolling early.
Think so.
Little last question here before we bounce out.
Yep, yep.
You see that Nicholas Harbor?
Nicholas Harbor, yeah.
Nicholas Harbor's talking about coming. Yeah, talking about coming here. Visiting. Mm-hmm. Taking a visit. I didn't know, like, his pops and his mom were, like, Division One All-Stars. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, he has a chance to go to, like, Harvard. Dude has a chance to, like, ball out. So, salute to him wherever he goes, man, because that's incredible. That's a very, like, Myron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Myron Roll type cat, man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I hope we get him in the building. I hope we get him on campus. He's a type that you get him in the program, and because he wants to play receiver or tight end. I personally don't like that.
Yeah.
He just,
because he wants to play another sport, he wants to play baseball, so he doesn't want to put on the size to go to defense.
Track. He's a track guy. He's a track guy. And he's fast. While fast,
yeah,
receiver is more than that, man. Receiver's much more than that. So
mm-hmm.
It'll be a lot of work to turn him into a receiver, I think, personally. But you know, I think he's a good athlete, man. You know what I mean? So I would love to get him in the building, but I'm not mad if we don't.
Yeah, I'm good. Like, that'd be a hell of a bonus. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hell of an athlete to get somebody like that in the building. But to even hear, like, that were mentioned, like, he might visit. If he doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be the guy like, oh, but we could have had. Like, that's not how that works, man. I'm worried about who didn't come here. Yeah, so that's it, man. I was going to ask.
We got a couple recruits sliding this weekend. You know what I mean?
Through,
a couple of transfer portal cats coming through. So
who's coming? Let them know.
Terry. Okay, oh, so a DB,
hold on.
Cornerback Terry Roberts from Iowa.
Okay.
Who's good. He's a, you know, if we watch his film, he's a good DB. And Terry Roberts, Isaiah Nichols, a D tackle from Arkansas.
Need that.
Yeah.
Need that. I saw was it Anthony Lucas decommitted?
Oh man.
From transferred out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just try to get.
And the linebacker from
No. LSU.
Man, son, yes.
Yes.
Need him.
Yes, man.
Need him, fam. This cat from Arkansas is 6'3", 315.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He a redshirt senior.
Just yes. And look, in one year body out. That's perfect.
He's playing in multiple snaps, you know what I mean? You know, yeah, big boy. So, you know.
All right, that's what's up, man. All right, guys. That's all we got, man. I'm Ben. That's Joe for the You Heard Podcast. We out. And you already know what it is.